All right, on this Tuesday morning, Tuesday the 9th of June 2020, the day after Michigan's restaurants and bars were allowed to reopen. And what an exciting day that was for so many of those establishments. And so many people, I know a lot of you, could not wait to go out for breakfast, lunch, or dinner yesterday. Others are a little more hesitant and cautious and are going to wait a little bit. I want to find out what it was like at one of our area restaurants, the Junction Buoy. Joining us right now, co-owner of the Buoy, Kim Roberts. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what was yesterday like? Did you have a lot of people show up?
We had a lot of people, and it was nice to see everybody, and we were able to put all the changes that we had into place, and everything turned out great. A lot of friendly people, a lot of people that were anxious to get out.
I bet. You're lucky in that you have outdoor seating. That certainly helps, doesn't it?
Yes, that definitely where the focus was.
It was a beautiful day for it as well, so that all worked out well. What have these last few months been like for you as a restaurant bar owner?
A lot of you know, up and down kind of feelings, because we did not open for carry out or anything like that. So we were closed for the whole period of time. So I was, you know, I spent my time making sure that I took direction, you know, from the governor, from the St. Clair County Health Department, the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. And so I just tried to keep up on everything that was going on so that when we did get the go-ahead to open, we could be ready.
Why the decision not to do carry-out? I know some restaurants just, they didn't skip a beat. They said, that's it, we're staying open, we're doing all carry-out from now on. Others closed for a period and then reopened. And then some, like yourself, opted not to do it. What was your decision-making process there?
And I think everybody has to make that decision for themselves. There's some people that have the capability of doing that maybe a little bit better than others, or their food carries a little bit better. I just didn't think that it was worth it for us to do, and I didn't, you know, so we didn't do it. But like on our menu, when you take things for carry out, I mean, I'd like it to have the same, keep the same standards as when we're serving it in the restaurant. And I just didn't think we had that big of a clientele for that.
Yeah. It's interesting. As consumers, we don't really think much about the difference between whether you put it on a plate and take it out to the table or put it in a styrofoam box to take home. But there is a huge difference. And you're right. Not all restaurant food carries well to take home and eat.
And it's also difficult, Paul, because you're ordering food in and you don't know how much you're going to do.
Yeah.
And we had to dispose of a lot of food when this happened. So, you know, there's those concerns too. Like, do you get the food in? Are you going to do enough carry out business to make it worth your while? And I'm really happy for some of the businesses because they did a great job with carry out.
Well, it was a long period, but now you're reopened with obviously some safety guidelines. Where do those guidelines come from? Do they come from the county health department, the state health department, or just sort of your own common sense?
I really relied heavily on the St. Clair County Health Department, and they were very helpful. And obviously, I took some ideas from other states where restaurants had been open previous to when ours were able to open. And I think that we are taking the proper precautions so that everybody can feel safe.
So what is different at the Junction Buoy now as opposed to before the shutdown?
Our menu is fairly limited, so we can kind of get people in and out a little more quickly because of the 50% occupancy. Our menus are disposable. Our tablecloths in the dining room, we're using the butcher paper type thing, so we clean the table off, and then when we clean it off, we just take throw the whole tablecloth away and put another one on. And we're doing wellness checks for employees, vendors. Customers are wearing masks to get to their tables. The employees are masked at all times. The vendors that come in are masked at all times. We have sanitizing stations set up at all the entrances. No shared condiments. And obviously, we need to practice the social distancing.
Yeah, it's a lot, but certainly worth it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely worth it. I mean, our whole goal is to make people feel like they're safe and that we stay safe.
The restaurant business is not an easy business. I mean, and I think everybody knows that. It's hard work. It's you're on a very thin margin. To be shut down for so long, that had to have been very, very difficult.
It was. And each restaurant, I'm sure, has their own way of, you know, handling it and whatever. But it worked out okay for us.
What do you see as the future for the restaurant industry? Let's just say here locally in St. Clair County.
Well, based on what I saw last night, it almost felt like it just went back to normal, except for the changes that we had to implement.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very good feeling. I'm optimistic about it.
Well, we sure hope that that everybody is. And by the way, the restaurant business, while competitive, it's also a pretty tight-knit business here in this area, isn't it?
I'd say so. I mean, just like I said on the carryout, I'm thrilled that so many of the businesses did so well, even though that wasn't something that was applicable to me.
Yeah. Did you change your hours at all? What are your hours right now at the Bowie?
Right now they're 11:30 to 9 for the dining room, and we're doing that every day of the week. So we're going to kind of see how that goes, and obviously those could be subject to change.
What about the bar? Can you sit at the bar right now? What's the status of that?
You can, and at the Bowie, the bar is one of our big attractions. So that's a little bit that was a little bit difficult for me yesterday because so many people want to be at the bar, but we made it work, and it was fine.
Well, that's good to know. I know it's been a lot of hoops to go through.
It has been. But you know what? I'm very confident that with the staff that I have and everything, that we're going to make it work.
I'm glad to hear that. Hope everything works out well, continues to work out well, and you see a lot of people this summer. This is our time to shine, isn't it?
That's right.
Kim, best of luck. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.